Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. As you know, I am off down under filming an exciting movie. And today I have chosen to play a pre-recorded one-hour special that I found particularly impacting and important for all of us. So stay on the line. Go buy your beers. Have a beautiful November. I will be back soon, and Nadia will be with you live to take your calls and questions for the next 2 weeks. So know that I love you, and watch for the e-blasts. They are coming. They're new. I wrote them all, and I will see you upon my return. Really enjoy this. You're going to get a lot out of it. Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by this universe, and damn sexy people. Here we are. I am often about creating, spreading the word, and rippling out our amazing work. And we have a very beloved member of our community that's been with me for some time now. Miss Susan has agreed to allow her private hourly session to be recorded for your enjoyment. It's always fascinating, and I always get tons of emails about, oh my God, what an amazing session. It's exactly what I needed. That's what I'm dealing with. And for those of you that are new, you'll get to see really how special a private session can be. So we are off and running. Miss Susan, are you there?
I am.
You are. Thank you so much for doing this on behalf of myself and everybody, baby.
My pleasure.
Okay, so we're going to start this session by claiming and directing and demanding that we get, and we are, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding possible. That if there is anything in our energy anywhere in any time-space continuum that we exist in any dimension we may be hanging out in energetically, anything that's in our way that might want to hide the truth and the highest information from us, it's got to move right now. Move, get out of the way. We are getting the information we want, and so it is. Any other words I need to say? All right, my love, so anywhere you would like to start, it's all yours.
Wow. So I actually was thinking earlier today what I wanted to talk about or what I needed to talk about, and I just kind of felt that didn't matter what I started out with, we would end up in the same place, but I didn't know what that same place was.
Yep, that's the truth. Because everything you're going to bring forward today is going to dovetail together to make the one complete piece of information you need.
Yep.
So you can just dive in anywhere.
So this year, I decided that I was going to get through, I'm not sure if that's really the right way to put it, but to get to the other side of a number of things that I feel have been holding myself back about.
Well put.
And
okay, so basically there's things that you want to get into alignment to empower you to forge ahead in your creation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. One of those things, which is a very big thing, I don't really want to call it an issue, it's just a piece of me and a piece of my life, was my mother.
Uh-huh.
And next month it'll be a year that she passed away. And I had one last thing that I needed to do as executor of her trust, which was to go through and get all of her tax information together to send to the trust lawyer who will file the tax returns for the trust.
Uh-huh.
And it was sitting here on the floor of my study for a number of months, and I just kept throwing things onto the pile, things that I figured I was going to either have to send or whatever. And yesterday I picked that up and went through it all and got it all together. And, in fact, right before I called you, I ran over to the post office and mailed it all off to the trust lawyer and sent him an email saying it's on its way.
Okay.
And for me, that's a big closure.
Yes. They gave me the word, before you ever started the story, they gave me the word completion.
Yes.
And there's something within you that needs to be brought into alignment to allow the completion. Those are the words. And we're going to the sheets. First sheet, second sheet. Oh, already got it. Already heard it. You need to know you can do it without her.
Yep.
You need to find that place. And interestingly enough, they're saying that oftentimes you used her to do it, and it wasn't particularly in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see if I can come up with an example here. So in other words, I'm going to let you manipulate me or make me feel guilty, maybe, so that I will get it done, or that I will allow myself to feel a little less worthy with you so that I will push through my own self-esteem. So what's coming up about that, Susan?
Well, when you say that, are you saying that she made me feel that way, or I let her make me feel that way, or is it something?
Well, it's the same thing.
When you're saying, well, I guess where I'm going is it's, to me, it almost felt, lately has felt more, like the last 3 or 4 months has felt more that I have used her and all of this as an excuse.
Yeah. To do what or not to do what?
Not to push myself back out into the world.
Yeah. So that's what they mean. You don't have, she can't be the catalyst for you holding yourself back or pushing yourself out anymore. And you've used her in both ways throughout your lifetime in different instances. Do you understand?
Probably very true. Yep.
Uh-huh. So they want you to know and claim for yourself, I can and I do it without her. I create me now for me. That's the highest thing. I create me for me right now.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So we're claiming that, we're directing it, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around that. And everybody, including me, can identify with that, Susan, because we always use our upbringing or our religion or our significant other as the reasons why we can't, or the reasons that give us the power to be able to, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're talking about. I get that you get total understanding about that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
What's the next? So the first thing to get in alignment, to forge ahead in everywhere in your life, is I create me for me right now. Okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
So I have been, as a part of all of this with the first of the year, the beginning of the year, I realize it's February already, but it's still the beginning of the year.
Oh, sure.
that I've been saying that I'm ready now to start doing some work and working on this product with my brother, and at the same time being able to do all the other things that I want to do, and that I can fit it all in and I can do it all. And
okay, right now it's a true statement that you don't believe that. You want to believe that, and you're saying it, but you're not claiming it. So let's talk about, do you understand the difference between saying it and really claiming it?
Well, claiming it is actually believing it.
Yes, it's and demanding it. Remember, ask and you receive, but ask in the original Hebrew is claim or demand.
Right.
So
right.
I am demanding of myself. I am directing my energy to know that I am ready, willing, and able to do all this work, create this product, and all the other things I want to do, and I create it by me, for me, as me. Okay? Don't need anybody else's excuses either way. I'm going to create this. I am committed. And you know, I'm huge on commitment right now, everybody. What most of us do not understand is saying it and saying you want it is not you committing to creating it. And bottom line, if you have not committed, you're going to have a lot rougher time creating everything. So you haven't committed yet. Do you know why? You've already gotten one piece of information because you've been using your mom as an excuse not to.
Right.
So why else would you not commit to these things that you're saying you want to do? So let's look at that. Sheets, but give me a song.
You can't take it with you? It's not really a song to play.
It's okay. If that's what... can't... take it with you. Hold on, I'm writing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you actually believe that. So I want to get clear about what it and where is. If you can't take it with you, what's it and where are you trying to take it to? So we have to be really clear about that. So I can't take it. Means, is it anything? No. It's the things that you want to create that really are the desires of your heart. That's what it is. That's the highest definition? Yes. Okay. So it is the desires of your heart, the things you want to create that mean a lot. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And where the hell are you trying to take them to? And this is interesting. The first thing they give me is away from mommy. I can't. So, in other words, I can't separate the desires of my heart now from my, that's the highest word, allegiance to my mom. So talk to me about that.
Well, it's interesting because when you were saying that, and you were saying away from my mom, and my in my brain I was thinking to my mom, like you do when you're a little kid.
Uh-huh. Do you understand? It is, yes. Do you understand it's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
So it's absolutely true. You can't take the desires of your heart to your mom now because she's on the other side. You cannot take her those desires physically. You can share them with her energetically. You can say, come on, Mom. I know your energy's here. Work with me. Let's create these. This is what I want to do, but I know I'm in charge of doing it and committing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you haven't committed because you've always used mom as why you wanted to commit or why you couldn't commit.
Hmm.
Is that resonating, Susan?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
Okay. All righty. Is there anything else around that? Okay, so that's number two. Again, everything you need to get in alignment about forging ahead and creating what you want. So we're going on to number three. Yes, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Exodus?
Okay.
I just have this picture of Charlton Heston, you know, at the parting the seas.
Yeah. And that's kind of what you need to do. You need to take yourself into exile from all the things that have been holding you back.
And create my path.
Huh?
Create my path. You know, that's what he did, right? He created the path by parting the seas.
The past?
Path.
P-A-T-H. Oh, the path. You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. He created the salvation.
Yep, the way forward.
Yes. And that's, and if you want me to put it in the terms that we always use, it's that we have to stop telling our stories and be in this moment right now, back to the four cornerstones, live in this moment right now, know that I'm my own creator, which we've already covered in the very first one, love myself, and have infinite love for all energy. Now, until you create this exodus from your past, and that's really the main thing holding you, Susan, to forging ahead in all your desires, right, then you're not really truly loving yourself enough to create what you want.
Mm.
So you have to leave the past. You have to leave the religion. You have to leave, you know, the way of life, all that stuff.
And
go, I'm walking into the new land. I'm walking into the new freedom.
That feels good.
Now, of course, how you do that is you stay focused on what you want to create right in this moment. And then you commit to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you do it for yourself. They're explaining it very explicitly here for you and in quite a lot of detail. Okay. So I'm saying, is there a number four? Is there any other explanation? Do you feel like you understand what we've gotten to so far?
Yes.
Okay. So that's everything about forging ahead. But now they want to go to creation itself, because this is what you had to get into alignment and keep in alignment with the ability to forge ahead and part the waters, right? And now they want to give you all the information about creation itself. So give me one thing you want to create.
Well, I want to create this whole productizing of this golf product.
Okay.
With my brother.
So you want successful creation, manufacturing, and sales.
It's just sales. Creation and sales. It's not even manufacturing. It'll be a video, and then we'll sell it.
Okay. So is the product, they're saying the product isn't completely created, though.
Because we haven't done the video. It's a secret way to putt golfing.
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away on the show. Yeah.
So
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it's a method as opposed to a thing.
Okay. So you have to create the video, and then you have to create a successful marketing for the video, right?
Yep. Website,
Marketing,
absolutely.
Well, the website would be part of successful marketing and sales. They're insisting on the sales.
Yes, absolutely.
Because obviously, what's the point? Right?
Exactly.
Okay. So do we need to add anything to it? All right. So we want all information about anything and everything that must be brought into alignment so that we create the video and successful marketing and sales of this idea. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Sheets, book, give me a song.
I'm not getting anything.
Well, get out of your way, darling. They'll give it to you.
Maybe that's the problem.
Well, I get a yes on that.
Yeah.
So
the problem with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So can you sing the song of Get Out of the Way? We'll do it for you. I'm serious. That's what they're saying. Get out of the way, baby. We'll do it for you.
I never got anything like that before,
so I know this is coming through the channel. Of course, Susan. With you, this is... So, your job, again, is to direct, right? And commit.
Yes.
This is what I want. I'm choosing. Right. I'm directing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm committed to it. Now, universe, come in and partner with me and create it. I don't care how you create it. Just create it.
Right. Yes. 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 What I've been actually concentrating on and committing to is to be open and welcoming to having people come in who can help me to do this and get it all working and going.
Okay, you have to be more specific about what that means. People to come in and help you. What kind of people?
Well, I need people like we were talking about to put together a marketing plan.
Okay, a marketing plan.
Right, marketing plan.
Okay.
Video people.
Okay.
Video
people meaning people to come in and shoot the video.
Yes, and help create it. Right?
Are you going to write it?
The script and all that.
Okay. So that's what I mean. You want to be specific.
Yeah.
So video people usually just come in to shoot the product once it's been created. Okay?
Yep.
So you really need, and marketing people come in to... Well, they can be involved in branding and everything for you to help set up colors and catchphrases and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But usually marketing people come in after the video people, at least in my industry.
Yes.
So you also want someone, and I don't know what you call this person, to come in and create the script for the video, right?
Yeah. I can do some of it, but I think a professional person probably be better, depending.
Okay, well, what they're suggesting is you sit down and write out everything you want in the video. You you write out all the main points. You write out why it's special. You get all of that on paper.
Okay.
They also want you to write down, in the best of all worlds, what visuals do you see being included in this? Now, look, this is for everybody. This is how you create everything. You know, you want to be specific, and yet not so specific that the universe doesn't have room to bring you something even better. Okay. So we've got somebody who's going to write the script, taken off of your suggestions. Are you going to want, are the video people going to need to come in and just shoot you guys talking? Or I would imagine that you're going to want to demonstrate what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it'll be like a little training video.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's different locations. You need to make a list of those. You can start researching where you can shoot those at. Okay? All right. So now there's much more of a plan in place than when you called, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
That's what they mean by starting, everybody. You've got to commit, and in order to start, you've got to commit. Because until you're committed, you're going to sit there and go, I don't know where to start. And where you start is you sit down and you start writing your ideas, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And in the best world, if I had all the money or didn't have to pay for this at all, this is what I'd want. This is my dream.
Yeah.
This is where I want to go. These are the people that I need to create this. Now, you also need a distributor.
I hadn't really thought about doing it that way. I had thought that we would have a website and put it up on the website and then market it and people would come and download it.
Okay.
On the website.
Well, but marketing, honey, so included in marketing, you're including that not only do they create the materials to market, but they do all the PR and getting it out there for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So,
well, that might be different people, but that would be part of the marketing plan. And so then, you know, if the person comes up with the marketing plan, then they would identify what they think is the best way for us to get it
out there. Because you know, I can tell you, and this is something that you can start right now. You can start researching where to get mailing lists and where to advertise and where to get your specific product out to a captive audience. You can start doing that right now. And all of this starts saying to the universe, I'm ready and I'm committed. Now, they want to remind you that all of this busy work will not be as successful until you get all of the first things in alignment, which is why they wanted to start there. When I say you're in alignment with playing it big, I get a yes. In a balanced way, I get a yes. Without mom, I get a no. So I literally want you to ask her to come in and partner with you from the other side.
Okay.
So you know that she's involved.
Yes.
Okay. There's what's going on with your dad? Talk to me about your dad, Susan.
What about him?
I don't know. Is he still alive?
No. He died in 1993.
Okay. So they're saying you don't want him to help. That's right. Is that true?
I'm happy for him to help. I'd be very happy for him to help. He was always great with people. He never dealt well with any kind of.
Exactly. You think he's going to screw it up, babe? It's nothing against him, but he just screwed stuff like this up.
Well, it's kind of funny because he was a very successful businessman. He just didn't do well with his personal life.
Is that why? Because you don't think he should be involved in this. So you have to let him know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of your direction of energy. Dad, I love you.
Okay.
If you want to send me
for us. Yeah.
You know, if you want to send me some really successful people to help me, I'm all for that. If you want to give me some divine ideas, bring them on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But my intention is to really serve myself and love myself and be happy while I'm creating all this. So in that instance, please, not needed in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'll do that one myself. Because you weren't so good at that. He's laughing.
Right.
He wants you to know he's laughing.
Okay.
And he's going, you're right. So funny. I can see him. Or I can see, was he wasn't heavy, was he?
No, he wasn't. Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm seeing kind of thin person, kind of in slacks, not too expensive, but nice slacks, and a white shirt. That's who they're showing me. And he's kind of laughing. He's going, honey, I know, I was kind of shitty in that area. So, but he's ready, willing, and able to help you in the business area. He kind of gets off on that.
Yeah, especially working with people. He was a wonderful, wonderful salesman. He could sell anything to anybody. He's just great that way.
Yeah, and so bring him in for that, and then create and be conscious that you're creating a really happy family life in balance and joy and love for yourself while you're doing it.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Anything else around that?
Hmm.
Oh, my God, I feel like I'm on a sled going down a fast hill here. Okay, all right. What's the next subject?
Okay. So I have actually created, I'm surprised.
It's amazing when you stand back and look at yourself objectively and go, damn, I'm pretty hot, aren't I? Look at all this stuff I'm creating. Yeah, acknowledge that, Susan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I have
to
do that all the time with myself. All the time. My God, Deanna, look how much you're creating. How cool are you? You know, because we don't take time to acknowledge ourselves, and that's a very important part of creation.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yes. Anyway, so I have created a couple of people. Well, actually, I started working with a former colleague of mine who's here in Marin along with me to do some consulting. And we put together our PowerPoint slide deck, and so we started sending it out to people. And I sent it out to two people that I knew that I'd worked with before. And both of them got back to me right away, one of whom we've actually met with, and I talked to him this morning, and he's already got some projects that he wants me to work on.
Awesome.
And the other two people in our little team. And the other person sent me some stuff that I'm supposed to get tomorrow and then wants to talk about it as well. And what I created is really some wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
So now say
that with a little more power, would you please?
Yeah. Well, I've created some wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
And not just for me, but for the other people. that are involved.
Well, if
as
it's
well.
Wonderful for other people, so. Baby, and you created it, it's going to be wonderful for you.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
So that part's good. Even as far as the golf thing, I had found somebody week before last, I guess, at an entrepreneurs forum. So I found out how I can post projects at Cal's Business School to get some people to help me to do all these things. And what today's conversation in particular has helped me with is to start putting my mind around what those things are that I need to put out there specifically. Right?
Well, yeah, because, honey, you can't attract the people if you don't know the people
right.
you need. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, exactly. So this way I can write all what the projects are and post them and then see if people see the people that answer that. So that's...
Okay. I would like a movie, please.
Sound of Music?
Okay. Oh, that's a no-brainer. Okay. So... It's not negative, but there's a little part of you that mm-hmm. could be having a lot more fun doing all this. It's not that you think you can't do it.
Uh-huh.
It's that you, and boy, do I identify with this. I so get this. If we aren't careful, we go over, there's a little fine line that we step over without even knowing it. And it's from, oh my God, isn't this exciting? Look at everything I'm creating to, holy hell, I am so overwhelmed, I don't know what to do.
Okay, you're going to say that. The way it came into my brain was, oh my God, it's going to take away from all these other things I want to do.
Yeah. It's not, honey. It's
yeah.
not. But you have to, again, hold your perspective of what you're focused on. So, yes, you can do it all. Yes, one thing is just going to, really, they're saying, they want you to shift your perspective into everything that you're doing is going to help the other things.
Right.
They're gonna dovetail together in different ways where and they're giving me the word people, so maybe a lot of these people mm-hmm. that you're looking for will be mm-hmm. made available to you through these mm-hmm. other things that you're doing. Or the mm-hmm. contacts. Mm-hmm. But everything that we create, guys, and I've got shivers all over me. Everything that we create interweaves and dovetails and becomes one great cloth of our life. So quit trying to separate everything. Yeah.
Yes.
Quit trying to separate everything and just go, wow. You know, I mean, Joni and I laugh because my agent will call about a project and there has to be decisions made. And then I hang up and 2 minutes later I need to do a private session. And I hang up and right after that a call comes in about the toy fair. And I have decisions, and then I get an email from China, and I have to do, you know, it's just, Joni says, how many hats do you have, Dee? And I said, I just look at them as the same hat, and I keep turning them on, one to the side, one to the back, one to the side, one to the front, one to the side, one to the back, right? Because it's all stuff I love, and the lessons and the expansion that I get from all of them serves each other. Do you understand?
I do. The word that keeps coming up is synergistic.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect. And mm-hmm. So they gave you the Sound of Music because they mm-hmm. everything you go into, each moment that you shift that hat, you just run up on that hill and go, the hills are alive with the sound of music, and I'm singing a song for every single thing I'm creating, right?
Yeah. I also get this picture of the choir, right, of the whole family singing.
Yes, working together.
And each of them, are representing, you know, another little piece, and together it's this really strong, wonderful sound.
Yes, and interestingly enough, they had to work together for their exodus. You got to love this work, don't you? Their exodus into freedom, all of the different elements had to come together and had to come together in love. Oh, my God, I got goosebumps all over my little body. As Lanny says, I'm little. My little body is one big goosebump right now. Pretty awesome how they tied that one in.
I know. My God. Wow.
Okay, so around everything we've talked about so far, we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame and the golden light. I am divine love with an open heart. I love myself. I hold endless love and trust for all other energy. I live in the moment, and I always remember I am my own creator, and so it is. Okay, we have time for one more thing. Where do you want to go? Like there's more, but they said, there's more that we can go into. Not that it's needed, but we can since we have time.
Okay.
What else? If I said we're going back to your mother, what would it be about?
The first word that comes into my head is money.
Okay. Okay, these are the words I'm being given. Honey, it's not my money anymore, it's yours. And you're still looking at it as hers, right? Is that right?
Some of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it money that's supposed to be distributed somewhere else?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. It's all been distributed.
Yeah, she's going, geez, could you have a little freedom and have some fun with your money? It's your money. That's why I, created it so that you would have your money, but you're still kind of looking at it as her money that she left you.
Yes, and I also have been looking at it it's the money that part of the money, because I have a bunch of other money that I had saved, from working and stuff, 401ks and stuff. It's also money that I looked at as if I didn't want to work, I didn't have to, kind of thing, like a I don't know, I'm getting the word security, but that really wasn't, but I guess at some level that was kind of what it is. And I don't want to spend it, right? I'm afraid of going through it all like I have other monies that I've made. You and I have talked about that before.
Yes, so they're showing me Exodus again. And the question is, how can you be free if you don't walk through the water?
Yeah.
You can't be free when you're holding yourself in fear about going into your freedom, sweetheart.
Right.
And how many of us, I said to my accountant the other day, okay, when do I get to start using all this money that I've saved all my life, right? And he said, well, Dee, soon. But the thing is, you're going to live so damn long. if we knew you weren't going to live so damn long, you could have used it a lot sooner. And the thing that came up for me is, yeah, but I want to use it when I'm young and vital enough to really use it.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And enjoy it
and
create some freedom out of it. So I think the highest place we're going here, that's the highest word, is balance. So let's just get clear. What the hell does it mean to have money balanced and live in money balance? Sheets, book, give me a song.
Twist and Shout?
Twist and Shout, okay. Well, I would have thought that was a positive, but they're saying no, that in order, because Twist and Shout, I love to dance to that song, and I say that's where we're going, and I get a no. You know, you, we can't just twist and shout and be in angst over our money if we're going to hold ourselves in balance, right? They're showing me somebody floating in a pool on a raft thing, right, with a drink by their side. That's more how we hold balance with money. Yeah, it's here. I'm just floating along, you know. But even when we have it, we put ourselves through the fear of what if we don't.
Yeah.
Which, again, back to the four cornerstones, is not living in the present moment. Right?
That's right. Right.
So it's peace. Let's just put down peaceful. We want to be peaceful about
and
knowing
joyful.
We always have more than enough.
Yes. Yes.
And that, they're saying mainly, if you hold that, you will always hold the balance around money. So if we always had enough and we knew that, I would certainly feel more free to spend it now. And you would feel free to use some of the money that she left you now in the present moment to create more peacefulness in our life, if it does. Now, if it creates more peacefulness in your life to save it and not use it, then that's what you do. But not from the perspective of, oh, I got to twist and shout to be safe and, you know, put myself through all the, these gyrations in order to feel the safety of my money.
Yeah. 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 No, absolutely, because I've been, that's one of the things I've been doing lately is hooking up with some financial people to do something, you know,
to
with
get
the
some
money.
Direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and a little more, you know, because I've changed jobs so many times, I have a whole bunch of 401ks, and just trying to get.
Yeah, definitely. The more you get it organized, the more freedom you're going to have,
right.
And that goes with all of us. We cannot be free around our money if we don't know what's going on, and that's why, you know, for years. Because I traveled so much as an actress, I was had a business manager. And I really, you know, I would get the readouts, which I didn't understand entirely ever. But I would just let them handle the money. And so I was always in fear that I didn't have enough because I really didn't know what I had. You know, and coming from the background and the childhood that I did, where we were very poor and we never had any, my default went to, if I don't know, there's not enough. So
that makes perfect sense.
So the again, we're responsible for creating our own lives. We have to be involved, guys. If you're going to have somebody else do it for you, that's fine if you, you know, think that they're more capable of handling your money, but don't become uninvolved because that's when fear happens.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. I'm
well, a lot of people would. And a lot of people that are listening to this call, I guarantee you, don't really know where their financial lives are.
Yeah, yeah. No, that that for me is I haven't paid attention to it, but I was the only one that knew anything about it. You know what I mean? I haven't really done much, and I actually it's turned out to be fine, because with all the ups and downs over the past, you know, 10 years or 15 years in the stock market, stuff has gone up, it's gone down, it's gone up, it's back up again. So
and they're saying that's kind of how it goes, guys. That it's it's an example of how energy expresses itself on the physical plane. So back to the very first thing or second thing that we addressed in this session, Susan, is if we don't know that we're our own creators, then we are at the whim of the up and down and the up and down and the up and down. If we know that if the market drops, we're going, you know, I understand ebb and flow, and I'm directing all my money to be safe, to be held safe for me, to ultimately be worth as much as it can be worth. I'm standing in that knowing, and I trust the universe. And then you get involved and you make the best business decisions that you can, guided by the best people that you can put together.
Yes.
Okay. Anything
yes,
else
absolutely.
About money? Something, anything else about anything? All right, I'm really getting that we're pretty complete here, Susan. Is there anything else that's surfacing now for you?
I don't think so.
Lord, I feel like I've run a mile here. Okay, so to recap, I create me for me right now. I can absolutely create it and take it with me, all the desires of my heart. I create my new freedom. I live in the sound of music about absolutely everything I'm doing. I get out of the way and let the universe create a lot for me once I am clear about what I want. And I hold myself in balance, which means a peaceful, relaxing ride in the pool on a raft with my favorite drink. That's my life, and so it is. I'm with you. I'm going to bring my Cosmo, and we're going to go float. Okay, babe?
There you go.
All right, Susan, thank you so much for serving so many. There was so much awesome information here. That's going to absolutely help everybody. And my great appreciation for you coming forward to do all this with me today. Okay, honey?
Yes, thank you. I feel like a big door is open.
Good. Go get him. I'm dying to get that golf thing for my brother, okay?
Okay.
All right. Goodbye. Much love. And until we all meet again, guys, know everything that we got to here for Susan applies to your life. Look and see where you can apply the message. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about. Well, how amazing was that? It always surprises me how timely these things are when I hold them for a special time, and it's just what's up for all of us. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you to our member of our community that participated there for all of our benefits. Make sure you go out and get your little buppas. They're flying out of this back room for Christmas for your special child or the child within somebody that's very special, including yourself. And I wish you much love. And please join Nadia Angelini next week. She'll be here live to take your calls. I love you. And as we say, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.